there, folks. This is Larry Herbeck's Box Lives Major Nelson. This is show number 171, recording this on Sunday, April 16th, 2006, from Seattle, Washington. How's that for a big open? That's actually from Oblivion. It's the opening theme from Oblivion, which is one of the hottest games out there right now for the Xbox 360 and PC, to be honest with you. You can download that over at elderscrolls.com. I'll put a link up on the blog for that, and thought it would be appropriate for a nice open. No other reason that I just like mixing it up and using different music for my open and close of my show. All right, let's see. PGR3 competition is this week. You guys are aware of that, right? This is a global tournament, so you need to be aware of that. That actually kicks off tomorrow. Registration is now open. The competition starts on April 17th, which is Monday. Depends on where you're listening to this from and when and how and where. So that opens on Monday. The grand prize is a trip to the Lamborghini factory in Italy. So great stuff there. I'll talk about some PGR3 goodness later on. But there's an auto update. Suffice it to say, there's an auto update that's available right now that you can download for free from Xbox Live, which enables the tournament and some other cool stuff. Got a whole list on my blog, so go up and take a look at that. You are subscribed to my Marketplace RSS feed, aren't you? Well, you should be. Let's see what else we have going on here. Oh, I was over in the PR team. So just to let you guys paint the picture, the Xbox product team, which I sit on, we're in one building. And the PR team is on a totally separate building. And, you know, ours is kind of dark and dank and smells of Mountain Dew and whatnot. And theirs is very brightly lit. And, you know, there's fountains and chocolates and singing birds and sunlight and maid service and valet parking. So I was over there because I needed a change of pace. And I was talking with one of the PR people who's working on Viva Pinata, and she showed me a video. Wow, this really looks cool. This is one of those titles that I'm sure you did the same thing I did, where when it was announced last month, you kind of tilted your head sideways and said, "What? What is this?" And then the pictures came out, and you're like, "Oh, okay, this is interesting." And then you probably heard the interview I had a few weeks ago with with one of the product managers. It's looking more and more interesting to me. So hopefully that will be one that you're looking forward to, but I know that I'm looking forward to it just to see what it's all about and play with some pinatas and, you know, break them open and eat their candy. Let's see. We talked about the PGR3 tournament. Actually, I got a call this week from the guys over at Penny Arcade, and you guys are familiar with Penny Arcade, right? Of course you are. So, Tycho, who has my mobile phone, Tycho called me. And he and I were just, he just calls me every now and then, just, "Hey, what's going on? I got a question for you." So, but he was telling me about they have a podcast now, and I haven't listened to it yet. I've been saving, I have a bunch of podcasts queued up that I'm going to listen to when I, on my flight over to Australia, which I'll talk about later on in the show. But Tycho called me and we were chatting about, just a bunch of different things. He was telling me about how he's playing Oblivion, and it was just really interesting to hear his perspective, somebody who works, you know, is fairly critical of the industry, who brings up some great points, both in his comics and in his posts. But it was just really great to talk to him. It's always great to talk to him, but it was really just interesting to hear what he has to say about the state of the video game industry and what's going on with Microsoft and Nintendo and Sony. So it's just always great to hear from Tycho. So, but the reason he called me is, they're working on their podcast, and they want, they had some questions, so I'm going to go over and try to, when I get back from Australia, I'm going to try to go over and help those guys out and just give them a little bit of, you know, audio tips and tricks. So, let's see. Interview. All right. So this is an interview, and you can probably tell what the interview is by the title of this week's show, but the PMS Clan was in town, and the PMS Clan, for those of you who don't know, is an all girl clan. And they play PC, they play Xbox. I think they're on PS2, but I don't know how they connect, and if they do, it must be pretty rough. But they pretty much play all platforms, and these girls are good. I know, guys, you're probably thinking, "Oh, girls suck at video games." These girls are good. They're really, really good. So they were in town, and just a few of them were in town, and I was able to corner them and get an interview. And I've got some photos that Trixie posted up on her blog, but I want to play the interview for you right now. But before I play the interview, I recorded this on Friday, so just a couple days ago, I must provide this warning. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm providing ample warning. Turn down your volume in your headset, your iPod, your computer, your speakers, whatever you're listening to this right now. You need to turn the volume down because these girls get loud. And as you'll hear me talk about It's almost like being on a set of The Oprah Show. So, that said, I have provided warning. Turn your volume down now. I'll wait. All right, here we go. Then I am now going to roll the interview with the PMS clan. Here we go. I have some very special guests here, and a lot of people have said that I have one of the best jobs at Microsoft, and I think today it actually proves it. We have the PMS clan in town, and I'm going to introduce... Come on, ladies. Rick, give it up. Yes, I'm not on the set of Oprah. So I have Athena Twin PMS. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Larry?
I'm great. How are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful. I'm just like a little starstruck here, being here with you today.
No, I'm starstruck being here. We have how many do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's 9 of us.
Nine of there. So let me just paint the picture for people who are listening, for the gamer guys out there. I'm in this conference room. You guys have come to Microsoft, and we'll talk about that in just a second. You come to the Xbox team. I'm sitting in this conference room with you ladies, and I'm the only guy in here.
That is true.
Not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
And you guys are all sitting here in your little tight pink shirts. we're going to go around the room and introduce everybody, but I want to talk about why you guys are here and what you're doing. And because you guys really, you live on Xbox Live.
That is correct, Larry. We're basically here in the place that birthed us all. PMS Clan, of course, Pandora's Mighty Soldiers, was formed.
Stop.
Uh-oh.
Didn't that mean something a long time ago?
It did, actually. You really want me to say that here?
Yeah.
It meant Psychotic Manslayers.
Ooh, scary.
We are scary, right. So with our pink tight pink shirts, of course.
So you're now Pandora's Mighty Soldiers. I'm getting all flabbergasted here. I mean, I've interviewed like Peter Moore and whatnot, and I'm surrounded by all these ladies, and I'm like stepping all over myself.
We have a tendency to do that to people. It's okay.
So you guys are in town, mm-hmm. And what are you doing?
We're basically, as I said, this is Xbox Live is pretty much what brought us together, the online communication, the headsets, and we've been together 3 years, and basically we came here invited by Microsoft to see the actual what's going on in Microsoft, to see Xbox Live, to see mm-hmm. what you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. And get a little bit more of just a knowledge of everything that's going on, the games, the system, what you guys are working on, your community platforms that you have through Xbox Live now, through the 360, which is amazing.
Right. Now, the one thing we can't talk about is you guys have seen some pretty cool stuff.
Oh,
but we can't talk about that.
We can't. Unfortunately, oh my gosh, you guys, there's some good stuff coming out, so
we'll
get
just,
ready.
So we'll just say E3.
E3. Be there if you want to know. Absolutely.
So where are you from?
I'm from San Antonio, Texas, actually.
And San Antonio, Texas. And you were the founder of the clan.
I'm one of the founders.
And how did this come about? You were sitting back one day and you said, wait a minute, we need to get the girls together. How did you come up with the concept of the PMS clan?
Well, it really wasn't anything premeditated. My sister...
Was
Athena,
there alcohol involved?
Oh, there's always lots of alcohol involved. We love it. Anything in moderation, of course, but, No, my sister, Athena, PMS, who's the co-leader of PMS clan with myself, basically, her husband was an Xbox Live beta tester.
And you are twins.
We are identical twins. That's correct.
Okay.
And
okay, a lot of guys are just going, oh my God, it's a fantasy. They're twins and they play games.
Wow. And Xbox Live. Come find us.
Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
Okay, so anyways, we met another girl 2 weeks after the official launch of Xbox Live, and that was just amazing for us.
So this is back in 2002.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And we're like, let's start a female clan, just because it was so much fun to play with her during that game.
Right.
We had a good time, and we did it. We ended up grouping with two other girls, Boomstick and Wild Thing,
Are they still with you?
We have, out of the original five that basically pulled together to create this team, we have three that are very hardcore, my sister and Boomstick.
Right.
And then we have Blues, who comes back occasionally. Right. Wild Thing is the only one no longer with us.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
So you guys, and then it's just built up there. How many members are in the PMS clan right now?
They're pushing a little over 400 now.
400 girls.
Oh, yeah.
See, now people think that there's only like four girls on Xbox Live.
Oh, you were here to prove you wrong, actually.
But you actually also do console gaming and you do PC gaming.
Yes, we actually
are multi-platform.
You're kicking
ass on every platform.
Yes, we have three different platforms, and you'll actually meet some of our PC girls today. Actually, I've been on PC for the last 2 months.
What are you playing?
I'm playing right now. I don't even know if you can call it a game. It's called Second Life.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's for people if you're interested in any kind of graphics or anything like learning. It's a great game to do
graphics
it.
Graphics and learning.
Well, think of it this way.
The guys
way.
Just turned out. Said no thanks.
Well, think of this. Okay, well,
this girl's playing. You can download it. Go ahead.
Think of it like this. It's there's a couple unique things about that game, actually. Right. The first thing is think of The Sims without all the compulsive disorders. So, they don't have to go to the bathroom.
Mine or theirs?
Yours or theirs, whichever. You just don't have the compulsive disorders. Right. So you can create your little miniature characters of you. You can go in and create yourself on this
little
game.
Little Major Nelson?
An animated character.
I think there's some running around already. I don't need any more.
Yeah, I've seen little mini majors. I know. They're pretty hot, too.
Right. All right.
Okay. But anyways, so, and also a cool thing about that game is you can actually exchange the Linden dollars, because it's Linden Labs that makes that, for U.S. dollars. So you can actually make money building things in the game and selling them. Over $50 million
is
spent
what you're
in that
doing?
Game. No, we're not. We're all of our land is free. So right. we provide a service in the game of just a free, fun area for newbies to come in, and we can help them build their characters, teach them basic scripting, stuff like that.
So there's girls that can make money in a virtual world. You understand where I'm going here.
Oh.
And I just want to understand.
What a pervert.
I just want to understand. That's all. That's what I understand. So that's fun.
Now I'm the one getting flushed.
All right, yeah. Look. So you're, but anyway, you're back up here. You're playing on console games. You're playing Xbox. What are you playing on Xbox Live?
I play Halo 2. Last year I ran that actually professionally throughout the MLG and CPL tournament circuit.
Right.
My team was considered eighth in the world after the Halo 2 CPL tours.
Right. Woo! Yeah.
We also had a sixth place team, which some of the girls are here from that team too.
All right, we're going to get to them. Let's jump in and talk to some of the girls.
All right,
so
let's
first over here we have, what's your gamer
tag? This is Mary Jane PMS.
Mary Jane PMS.
I am Mary Jane.
Hello, Mary Jane.
PMS.
We actually spent some time at E3, didn't we?
Yes.
That was fun.
Yes.
So what are you playing? Where are you from?
I am from Boulder, Colorado.
Rock on.
Yeah, and beautiful place.
And what are you playing?
I'm playing Halo 2. I've been playing it since it launched.
But what 360 games?
Oh, I just put in Project Gotham Racing.
So right now there's an auto update available that's going to add a whole bunch of new features.
Ooh.
It's going out as we speak when we're recording.
Oh, I'm going to be right on that.
So what's your favorite car in there?
I can't pick a favorite car.
Really? Fast and red.
Not yet. I just got my 360. I was so excited. I was caressing it.
Really?
Really, really.
Well, that's great.
I gave it a little kiss.
That's great. Gosh. tell me about it. What did you do?
I got back to the hotel last night. I was in my
pajamas. So wait a minute.
Pajamas.
You're here in Seattle. You got a 360. You're in your pajamas.
And I opened it and I just started hugging it.
Did you sleep with it?
I didn't. But I dreamed about it.
Really?
Really.
And what? I'm sorry, I'm stuttering here. So you dreamed about your 360. What was it? Was it full high def dream?
It was.
Oh, that's great.
It was beautiful.
It was 16:9 surround
green.
Sound.
Yep.
And
bright green aura.
I love it. Is this, ladies, not the greatest console controller ever?
It has such a great feel.
Do you love this thing? I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is so smooth.
It's small for a female hand. Well, let's just take her to the microphone.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just realized I did. But with that controller, in professional gaming, a lot of the gamers use a function called the claw.
Right.
And it's so that you can use your pointer finger on the top two buttons without actually getting off your directional pad, which is very good for competitions.
Right.
Us women can actually do it with that controller. We couldn't do it with the other.
Well, that's good. So it's working. So what are you, you're gonna go home and you're gonna download all these cool casual games.
I'm the Halo 2 general.
Right.
And so I've got a lot of love for that game.
So I gotta report to you because I'm the major.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And then I report to my commander. Right. So
this is crazy.
Nice little line of command.
So you just got your 360. So that's great. And you've seen some great stuff.
I have. It's amazing being here. I'm in a fairy tale world.
We're gonna roll around and talk to some of the other ladies. So right back here we have, and I've never met you. What's your name?
I'm PMS Jojo.
PMS Jojo.
Nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
Well, I was born and raised in Oklahoma, but now I work in Manhattan.
I can tell by the handshake that you're from Manhattan.
Really?
So, yeah, I can just tell you're bringing it.
Straight on.
So what are you playing? What's your favorite game?
Well, I just got my 360, so I haven't been able to dive into it, but I am really, really excited about DOA 4. I absolutely love fighters. I love fighters.
That is one of the most beautiful games.
Love it.
So you're going to go online and kick some ass.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. There's some great physics in that game. I think it's the best way to put it.
Are you trying to talk about the juggling, the jiggling?
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about how when you kick things, they drop over.
That's what I'm talking about.
So a lot of the guys like that.
Wood break, stuff like that.
So what are you excited about? So you've seen some great stuff.
Yeah.
You girls, no, wait a minute. I must point out, you girls are all going to be at E3, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
This is like an episode of Oprah, isn't it? Screaming. Anyway, so I appreciate you coming down. You're having fun here?
Oh, I love it. I've never been to Seattle. It rains.
We brought the rain. Yeah. Well, we'll be back to Manhattan soon. Anyway, let's keep cooking along here. Now, what is your gamer tag?
Lady PMS.
Lady PMS. Hello, lady. Where are you from?
I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Uh huh.
Not
I love the way
though.
You say that. It's kind of like Miss America. So where are you from? Omaha, Nebraska. And what's your platform?
Ghost Recon.
She answered it.
I'm a recon girl. All the
you
way.
Are. So you're playing Graw?
Yes.
And what are some tips you can give my guys out there that are having some problems with Graw?
What kind of problems are they having?
Well, they can't control the UAV.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they need to just go through the training.
That's what I say.
Pretty simple.
That's what I say. So you're playing Ghost Recon. You're mm-hmm. online. What's your favorite feature about the new Ghost Recon? Besides the fact that it looks amazing.
Right. Besides the fact that it looks amazing, I really like the cross cam a lot.
Right.
Because
you can see what everybody else
right,
is doing.
Right. Well, especially because it's a team-based game, of
right.
course.
Right.
And so you can kind of see the people ahead of you and what they're viewing.
So you're like, how do I say this nicely? You're kind of like all the ladies that I've known in my life in school, where they like to keep an eye on you and know what you're doing.
Exactly.
You can use the cross cam for that.
Of course.
Okay, moving along. So that's great. So you're just having, what else are you playing on 360?
I've been picking up a little bit of PGR.
Right.
So I've been playing that for about
Good.
A couple of weeks, and it's I like it because it's extremely realistic.
Right.
It's really hard to control the cars, and so it's a challenge.
Now, one thing I want to ask you, and I'm going to go right back to you ladies and continue this. What do you do in real life?
And I'm a Cisco engineer.
You're a Cisco engineer?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I work 40 plus hours a week for an IT company
uh-huh.
based out of Omaha.
You're a Cisco engineer. That's amazing. So we can talk packets later?
Yes,
okay.
we can.
Good. Yep. Okay.
Techie person right here.
We'll talk about it. I know that some guys over on our engineering team are going to love to talk to you. All right, I want to go back. So what do you do?
I'm a game designer, actually.
You're a game designer?
Yes, I am.
Can you talk about what you're working on?
I can tell you kind of the general thing that I work
okay.
on. I work for like a casual
Got
developer,
it.
So it's a lot of PC games and
we'll
stuff
leave
like
it at that.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go back to you, Mary Jane.
I right now am a waitress and also an administrative assistant. And
love
I do
it.
A lot of marketing and PR for my wonderful girls. So.
Good.
Yes.
And we're gonna go
I
right back
it.
To the top to the grand dame.
Yeah, Athena to win PMS yeah. in the house. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a manager for a finance company. I work about 60 to 65 hours a week doing that.
Okay, so guys, this is what I need to point out to you that are listening right now. Not only are these women gamers, they're beautiful, and they're all smart. So these ladies do exist. So we're going to go right over here to one of my favorites. So what's your gamer tag?
Tart, Sweet Tart, PMS.
Sweet Tart, PMS.
Yeah.
And Tart, now you and I met at Zero Hour.
Right,
as
right.
we did some of the other ladies.
Yes.
What are you playing?
Definitely Halo 2.
Right.
Me and Mary Jane actually have a Halo 2 team with two other lovely PMS girls
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely are on Halo 2 a lot.
Right.
We're putting in 12 hours a day sometimes.
Right.
And then I sneak off and go peer offline and play Oblivion.
How far are you in Oblivion?
I haven't gotten to play it a lot because... my original copy messed up. There was just a defect on it.
Right.
And I had to actually wait to get another one.
Right.
And then it's really fun when you're drunk to play with the face and make them look really stupid. So
oh,
I did
so,
that.
So I have never
I
heard of
I did that for about 3 hours.
So I've never heard of Oblivion as a drinking game.
It totally turned into one, though.
So what
you
is
make your horse jump off of stuff all the time.
So it's great. So I got to ask
it's
you
very
this.
Very entertaining.
When you wake up the next morning and you open up Oblivion, you're like, what did I create that?
Yeah. The facial structures, you know,
right.
you can make your face. And I mean,
wow.
we set their eyes real far apart and make their face real skinny. And...
gives a new meaning of the term coyote ugly.
Oh,
it?
It's bizarre. It's really bizarre looking.
I've never. So, how far are you in the main quest at all?
Yeah, I always start off. I was a huge Morrowind junkie.
Right.
I mean, I played Morrowind for a year. I mean, I found everything in that game.
Right.
To the point where I was just taking pillows out of people's houses and building houses out of it because I had
pillows.
Yeah, you can take the pillows.
So you're making pillow forts.
Yeah, because I had done everything in the game
oh,
and
man.
I didn't want to turn it off.
Right.
I totally didn't want to turn it off, and I was like, "There's got to be something else."
And you were taking pillows.
Yeah, and I realized I had a problem.
And now you're playing Oblivion. Are
yes.
you doing the main quest? Do you have a horse?
Yeah, I started off. Oh, I stole one, and I had.
You did it run away?
No, but people tried to kill me for it.
You know, I killed my horse.
Why?
It was a total accident. I was up doing one of the main quests, and I was galloping along, and all of a sudden I heard. Boom, boom, boom. We fell off a cliff, and I'm standing over my horse, and I was like. My horse died, and I couldn't bring it back. So be careful with those.
Yeah, I killed my first horse because he attacked me.
He attacked you?
Well, there was this wolf biting him,
right.
and I got off my horse, and I was like, "No, bad wolf!"
Right.
You know, and I
bad wolfy.
Yeah, and I totally, totally was like swinging around like a madman because
right.
I had no sword skill
right.
yet, and I kept accidentally hitting my horse.
So you sliced your horse.
Yeah,
off.
And he started coming after me after that, and I was like, "Hey, get off me!" And I had to kill him.
Great game. So I want to get back. What do you do in real life?
I actually train horses. And
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you should kill the horse. Okay. Okay.
So yeah, that was actually a really cool
so
feature
just for the
me.
SPCA, what's your gamer tag again? No, kidding. So you train horses.
And I bartend.
And where are you from?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
I'm sensing a little Louisiana accent there.
Yeah.
So in the multiplayer realm, where can the guys find you? In Halo 2?
Oh, totally.
And what else? What 360 game are you playing?
I've tried to play Cameo for a while.
Right.
And
horses to kill in there.
No, there are none. I wasn't very good at switching between. I would forget that I could be another creature.
Right.
You know,
right.
And my 13-year-old cousin is actually hooked on it, and right. I like to watch her play.
So there's co-op now?
No, I just let her play for me.
No, I'm saying you can now download co-op and
oh,
we can play
you?
Over live. Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
cool.
We can do that sometime.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. She's saying, get him away from me. All right, we're gonna move along here, and we have someone else in town who's a good friend of mine. So give me your gamer tag.
Hi, Major.
Hello, my
this
friend.
Is PMS Psycho S Kitty.
Psycho S Kitty. What does the S stand for?
Oh, I knew you were going to bring that up. Okay, PMS
Spectacular?
Is not my original gamer tag.
Is it Spectacular?
It is, no,
is,
okay. that would have been the smart thing to say.
Right.
No, my original gamer tag was Psycho Sex Kitten.
Oh my.
Yeah.
All right. So we've played before.
We have. We've played together for quite a while,
so,
actually.
So can you? Why don't you tell me what you're playing right now on the 360?
All right. So on 360, I am another Oblivion junkie.
Right.
I will admit that.
Right. Yeah, you and I have talked about this because we were playing one night, and you're on my friends list.
You're actually the only
one on my friends list, which we got to fix,
yeah.
Ladies. But we're talking that you lost your horse.
Twice. Actually.
So
but
maybe
different times.
So Tart killed her horse. You lost your horse.
Well, in my defense, you can't actually lose your horse.
I killed my horse.
No, but they will run away.
Right. Because the first question I asked you was, did you steal it?
No.
And you didn't. Okay.
No, I was actually given my horse.
Right.
And yeah. So.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it's too bad that I never found him because you did promise to buy me the horse armor if I found my horse, and
infamous,
I didn't.
The infamous horse armor. So what are you playing? What are you playing multiplayer on 360?
Multiplayer on 360. You have caught me on this before. I don't play multiplayer on 360
Why not?
Yet. I haven't found the game that I really want. There's
okay, well,
there's a particular game that I'm waiting for.
So let's say this. Have you seen anything that's coming out for E3 that you're going to be excited about?
For E3? Yes,
okay,
definitely.
Good. Okay. that's what I figured.
That's all I'm allowed to say.
Okay, right, that's good. All right, so we're going to move along. We're going to move along in the interest of time. We have a few more ladies here.
Sure,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
Psycho Sex. Sex. Kidding.
I love you, Major.
All right. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. We didn't talk about this. Come back. Where are you from and what do you do?
Okay. I'm back. I am our resident Canadian, or one of our resident Canadians.
Right.
And I actually work at EB Games.
So you're one of the... So you're not only are you a lady that works in gaming. You're
yep.
a very attractive lady. You're fairly bright. You're really bright. But you go in there and you're not like the rest of the people that I run into at some of these retail people that don't know what the hell's going on.
No, definitely not. I think one of the best questions I'm ever asked is, you know, do you really game? Like,
right.
are you a big gamer?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what do you want to see? Do you want to see my gamer score?
Right.
Do you want to see my Bungie stats?
Right.
Let me know.
Your DS.
My DS, which actually I stole from my manager
right.
to bring up.
Well, that's okay.
So,
that's okay.
Yeah,
that's what managers are for.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. So next we have, this is like a beauty pageant.
I am Venus.
You gotta give the V. Get the V for Venus. That's your gamer tag.
I am Venus with a 3, yeah.
Venus with a 3, because it's always cooler with the 3.
That's right.
And you put numbers in there.
Yeah.
So where are you from, Venus?
I am from New York.
Really? Where in New York?
Orange County, actually. OCNY, yeah.
Orange County, where is that?
It's about upstate.
Upstate. So is it up near Albany?
No,
oh,
not
so
that
it's
far.
Further down
yeah.
the Hudson. All right.
Yeah.
So what are you playing now?
Well, I am actually the PC gamer.
Cool.
Yeah. I compete professionally on Quake 4.
Right.
And, of course, I always go back to my Xbox, you know, because
right.
I love that. I found PMS.
You stay connected with the girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I do play Halo 2.
Right.
And I just got my Xbox 360 last night. We were, like, so excited. We were all holding our boxes,
right.
me, Mary Jane and Felicia, and we were just going crazy.
Good.
So
you're excited for it.
Very excited.
And you're
going to
be at E3.
Yes.
What do you do? What's your day job?
I'm actually a full-time student.
Where are you going to school? Can you tell me? Do you want to
come?
What are you studying? Let me ask you
okay.
that.
Okay. I'm a business major.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you like the business of games?
I love the entire industry, the whole community of
right.
the gaming environment. It's amazing, and... I don't know. It's just I get such a good feeling of being like a part of the whole thing.
Right. So excited for Windows Vista?
I am. You know, we were just talking about this, like Halo 2 on Vista. I'm going to have an entire computer
uh-huh.
set up with just Vista so
right.
I can play Halo 2.
Well, there's other games too, you know.
Well,
you know that.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to find out.
All right. Here we go. All right. Thank you.
All
Thank you. All right. Got a couple more ladies here and guys. Hopefully you're staying with me on this one. Hello, my friend.
Hi.
What's your gamer tag?
I am Sella with a 3.
Sella with a 3.
Yes.
Sella with a 3.
Unfortunately, I've had 9 gamer tags and I can't get my old Sellas back.
Okay, so you're Sella with a 3.
Yes.
Okay, so Sella, you and I met at Zero Hour as well.
Yes, we did.
So what are you playing?
Right now, I am trying to wean myself off of PC playing Final Fantasy XI.
Right.
And I'm now on Graw for 360. I love Ghost Recon.
You're having fun with that?
Oh, yeah.
What class do you like to play?
I like to play Assault.
You like to play Assault?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I like to play Rifleman.
Right. Really? What's your weapon of choice?
I prefer the MRCLW.
Okay. It's doing it for you?
Oh, I love that gun. That's the best.
What's your day job? Where are you from?
I am from Texas,
right?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
And besides part-time school, I just play games all day long.
Oh, there you go. So don't fail out. Don't fail out. Study.
No. Okay, yeah. I am studying. I'm actually studying a lot of games, so.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Sella, thank you. Thank you. Let's move along here. We're going to come back to you in a minute. All right. We're getting down here. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Midge. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm much better now that you're here.
Okay. Stop it. Stop it. Stop, stop it. I love it. So, what's your gamer tag?
I am PMS Batgirl.
PMS Batgirl. The infamous PMS
you
Batgirl.
You know what? I lied. It's actually Batgirl PMS.
It's Batgirl PMS.
Yeah.
Is that real blonde hair?
It is now.
Okay. Just figured I'd ask. So all right. Anyway. Ooh. So, what do you do? Where are you from?
I am from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Go rainy Northwest.
Yeehaw. And what do you do for a living?
What don't I do for a living? I work full-time in an emergency room. I host a video blog online, and I also co-host the Girl Gamer radio show on the Game Shout Network.
So that's right, because you and I met at E3.
Mm-hmm. No, we met at CES.
CES, that's right. CES this year, you dropped by, and I was on your show.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're on my show.
Definitely.
Tell me the blog again.
The blog is www.thepublicieye.tv.
Okay.
We're kind of a...
So people can see you there.
Yeah, you can see me.
You can actually see, and you can see me too.
Yeah, you can see me if you go back in the archives.
And then your podcast is...
The podcast is on gameshout.com. Uh-huh. It's one of the premier gamer radio networks.
Right.
We are live every Thursday afternoon, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Wow.
Go ahead and adjust for your time zone. We have a half an hour show.
Have I been on your show?
You haven't, because we've only done 5 episodes. Do you want to be on our show?
Yeah, I'll be on your show. Happy to be on the show.
Love to have you on the show.
So you're having fun. You're up here.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen that you like? What are you playing?
Oh, what am I playing? Halo 2.
Okay. Everybody's playing Halo 2.
Everybody's
playing Halo 360
2. I know. My 360 games?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Do you like the casual games?
I do.
Like Zuma and the rest of them?
Yeah. I'm, you know, when I get a chance, I like to unwind, you know, with the arcade games.
Right.
Just kind of hang out, you know, after work and unwind, you know, working 12 hours in an emergency room.
An emergency room. So what do you do?
I'm a glorified secretary, essentially.
That's true. Stat.
Yeah, I'm the one that, you know, it says, you know, I'm the one making all the calls, you know, saying, I need you now.
Wow.
Yeah, I sit there and play games at work.
So
I'm like, you're dying, you're fine, don't worry.
So do you portable game?
Yeah, I actually do have...
Do you have a DS?
I don't have a DS.
Because on the DS, they have that game where you can cut people open. You can operate on people, so maybe you could do that. So what's a trauma center? Thank you, trauma center? Yes.
Okay, I'm now getting a DS with my tax return, apparently, and getting that game.
Okay, there you go. So anyway, I appreciate it. So I'm going to see you girls all the time. We're having a party tonight, right?
Yes, we're having a huge party tonight. Yeah. Everyone's invited, really. We're just not going to tell you the address. Yeah, exactly. So if you don't know, you're not coming.
By the time this airs, you will all be passed out someplace else. So.
Oh, no, I can see that.
All right, so we're going to go back to Athena. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Girl, good
you.
To see you. So I want to ask you, Athena, you have how many girls are in the clan total?
We're pushing a little over 400 right now.
So you've got how many on Xbox Live?
We're pushing around 300.
So we need to get that other 100 on live first. That's the first thing.
They're coming.
They better be. Secondly, I want to know, you have all these girls. How did you choose the young ladies in the room here? What was the choice?
Actually, a lot of these girls the community are going to recognize already. They're the girls that have been doing our events for the last year, 2 years.
So these are the high-profile girls.
They're the leaders. They're basically... You heard the things that they, I think a lot of them talked about what they do. Like Lady, for instance, she's our Xbox commander. She's in charge of all of our Xbox division
right.
under me.
Right.
And basically the overlords like Psycho, she's our Bravo leader.
Right.
Mary Jane is our Alpha leader.
What does Alpha and Bravo mean? What does that mean?
Well, because of the number of members that we have and to give girls the right type of gameplay when they come in, we have separate divisions. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta.
Right.
They start off in recruit division where they'll go into recruits, playing with all of the divisions, getting to know the girls, making sure that
Right.
that they want to play with girls, that they're good for the community. We only screen for attitude. That's the only thing we screen for. So, and then they'll, once their 1 month recruitment process is over, the overlords of Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, or Delta will pick them for their division, and then it's based on their commitment to their team.
So, so obviously there's some guys listening right now that maybe have girlfriends, wives, mothers, brothers, sisters. Who, first of all, how do they get them into the clan if they're interested? Like, honey, you should listen to this. You know, Major Nelson just said these young ladies on for 30 minutes. How should they get in touch with you? What's the best way?
The best way to do is go into our website, www.pmsclan.com, into our forums. There's a recruitment section.
Okay.
The woman will post there saying that they would like to either know more information or be interested in recruit. And then our recruitment manager will actually get with them.
Guys, don't go posting as women. They'll find you out.
We do. We've already, I think that we've probably had eight guys that have been kicked out for impersonating as women.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you find out? You just go to their house and kick their ass?
Eventually it just comes out. You know, some of them were younger kids, boys, which can sound like girls at sometimes, and they brag about it, and it gets back to us.
So, but you do have a place for guys,
absolutely,
in the organization. Tell me about that.
All right, H2O Clan is basically, you know, one of the things about women gaming is the men back there supporting us.
Right.
That is a really valuable thing to us. They're our friends, confidants, trainers. Right. They help us in so many ways. Right. Every girl's allowed to pick two guys and two guys only to be H2O.
Can a guy pick two girls?
No. We are a female. Sorry. But do you,
except in Utah.
Yeah, exactly. That was good. Oh, my gosh. So, no, we're a female-focused group. We're a female-focused group in the community, and there's a lot of men out there supporting us. So, no, if we opened up for the guys, we would be, you know, 10,000 guys and 400 girls. So we just can't. We want a way to honor the men that are actually there in our community supporting us. You can also be an H2O. There's a couple other ways, making 1,000 posts in our forums. We've gotten about 20 guys that have done that to get H2O.
And there's another way, too.
There is another way. Another way is if someone is above and beyond supporting us in a community in some way. They're on our forums active, and they just can't find a girl. If they're out there supporting us and being really pro-female, pro-Pandora's Mighty Soldiers, we're going to acknowledge them and make them H2O as well.
So, and then the final way, which you're probably unaware of, is the fact
maybe
if you work at Xbox. You kind of become an honorary member.
Well, I
more
mean,
or less.
Xbox,
although I didn't get a pink shirt.
Trixie's got one over there. Okay, everyone knows Trixie from Xbox.com.
Yeah. Trixie's in the house. She's been taking photos that were
Say hi, about. Trixie.
Hi.
All right.
Ooh, we love her. You know, she was the first person actually to ever do any piece on PMS Clan back 2 years ago, I think that was. You know, when we were just in Counter-Strike. So that was probably...
Yeah, Trixie, who works with me on Xbox.com, she has all the community section of her Xbox.com. And I remember we were 2 years ago, we had that discussion. And I said, yeah, well, of course. Why not? And so we are absolutely thrilled to be able to support you girls.
Oh, my God. We're so absolutely thrilled just to be here. Like, our eyes are all like, you know, 5-inch saucers right now. Seeing all the green bling everywhere. Right. You know, all the games coming out. So exciting. We're just honored. And we're so glad that Microsoft could take the time to show us the studios.
So I'm going to leave you guys in just a second, but here's what I really want. I mean, all these, you know, I've been listening, talking to all these wonderful young ladies. So you're beautiful, you're smart, you're intelligent. What I really want to do is I want to have a cage match between you and the Frag Dolls.
Ah, you would say that. But I'll tell you this right now, we'll own FD.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right, you heard it here first. You heard it here first, Frag Dolls.
I love them to death. They're our girls. There's several PMS girls in FD.
Right.
So we'll do a little cage wrestling for you.
Maybe we can do that at E3.
A Major Nelson special. Absolutely.
Jello not included. Anyway, all right, we're going to wrap it up.
If FD's up for it, we are.
I'm going to wrap it up now, but I want to thank you guys and ladies for coming out and giving me a half hour of your time. You guys are fantastic, and you're really an inspiration to all the young ladies that are out there.
Thank you.
That want to get into gaming. I mean, you really, I've been so impressed by the depth and breadth. I love playing with you ladies. I mean, let's talk about that.
Okay.
I play with some of you girls. And
you never cleared a spot in your friends list.
No, I know,
for me.
I know. For you,
so
I guess I
fault.
Need to do that for the boss. But I just love playing with the ladies, especially when we're playing like PDZ or Halo 2, because you guys are way better than me. I mean, seriously. Way better than me.
Well, and one thing I'll point out, you know, that we do have our competition level girls, but we also have a really great housing for the casual gamer too.
Right.
It's just they're going to be in a division that also supports casual gamers because we need to give the right type of gameplay for our girls. So if you're a professional computer, you're going to move into an alpha, you know, division. We have it's called PMSClan.com division. It's basically our website address. That's where our general, you know, casual gamers go that can't commit to the 5 practices a week.
So you have 5 practices a week?
Every division will have to attend 5 practices a week.
Wow.
4 to 5, depending on the division, to stay a active member of that division.
Now, what's always, and I said I was going to wrap it up, but I must say this. What's always impressed about what impressed me about playing with the ladies is their unbelievable ability to have multiple conversations going on at once.
I think we all have that skill.
I played with Kitty quite a bit, and I have a rule where I can't play with any more than two girls. Because if you get three or four or five, because it's you guys are having amazing, you guys are just yakking. I don't know how you talk like that.
You know, that's the thing about Xbox Live. The reason why I think you're seeing a burst of women gamers and that interest from women is we are social creatures.
Right.
We're not sitting in basements by ourselves playing in the dark. We are sitting on our couches. Like when I'm laying down when I play. I'm on my back and I'm playing like this on my 64 inch way across the room. Kick back.
Okay, you said you're lying down in 64 inches. A bunch of guys, their iPods listening to this right now just melted down.
I hope you enjoyed that. So, you know, it's about friendships. It's about community. I think a lot of women enjoy it. I think a lot of men enjoy it. I think that men also are starting to like the influx of women that are coming. Women are starting to realize that this is a social thing as much as it is just gaming. And the men are liking that too. You know, they're actually, hey, maybe even able to meet a girl online. Ooh.
So I got to ask you, have you guys must get hit on all the time.
I think that most guys are really respectful of us. They're very positive. I mean, naturally, we are women, and if we share a passion with them of gaming, I think that does interest a lot of men. So there's actually a lot of girls that have met and have fallen in love with guys that they've met on live.
Yeah, that's and Trixie's done some stories on that as well.
I've read them. They're amazing.
Not only have they met and fallen in love, but some of them have even
had babies. I remember that one. Yeah,
I'm sure that's happened more than once. We're going to wrap it up now. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to say, you know, for any of the girls out there listening, come check us out at PMSClan.com. Yep. You guys, too, get on live. Get your gamer scorecards. Those 360s are waiting.
Right.
What the community is offering. Xbox Live's offering their community with the 360.
Right.
Xbox.com now is amazing. The scorecards and stuff like that. You know, get on it. Come see it. Come hang out with us.
So I want to make sure I get a list of all the gamer tags I can put up on my blog for the show. You'll get those for me.
You know what? We actually have new tags coming out for some of us. So what we'll do is, how about we do this? You know, for those listeners out there that are here for your blogcast, we will create these tags, give them to you exclusively first.
Look at this.
Can add all nine of us first.
Gentlemen, you guys are first in the list. Look at that.
All you. Yep. All right. Just for you.
Athena, thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad, was it? Get to hang out with the ladies for a little while, do some interviews. And I got to tell you, all of them were very nice, very beautiful, and they can kick your ass. You probably heard a little bit about it at the beginning of the interview. There was a party that we went to Friday night, and it was just a great time. So it was a house party at, and you've heard me talk about him frequently, E, who is our operations manager. So it was a house party at E's house. So all the PMS girls were there. Xbox.com's L stopped by, Tonic, who works on Xbox.com, Paul Bunyan, who is in charge of basically everybody on Xbox Live, Racer X, who works on the operations team, and Rednex, who you've probably heard me talk about frequently, he was on the operations team. They were all dropped by, and we had a nice male to female ratio going on there, and we're just hanging out playing games and just getting crazy. So it was a lot of fun. I'll put pictures or link to it to some of the photos that we took during the interview. We didn't have any photos from the party, but Trixie took some photos during the interview that she put up on her blog, so I'll put that there. So the only drag is that they I've been emailing them, and they haven't given me their new gamer tags yet. So as soon as I have them, I will post them on the blog. So I thought I'd have them by now, but apparently, well, they forgot, or they're on their way back, or God knows what else. So, all right, that's enough about those ladies. Moving along to the I must say one more thing. When I was doing the interview in that conference room, it was like being in a sorority house. And that's a good thing. All right, moving along. I just wanted to throw that in there. So we talked about the PGR3 auto update at the top of the show. Lots of really cool stuff with this auto update that I think you guys need to be aware of. So this is a free auto update that you can download from Xbox Live when you log in with your account. And when you do, you'll get prompted for the auto update. I'm sure you know how the auto updates work. It just comes down and lets you go, and you're pretty much off to the races. So what's in the auto update? There's a whole list of things that are in the auto update, one of which is does enable tournaments. But I just wanted to kind of go through that list right now. So if you haven't thrown in your copy of Project Gotham 3 Racing, I highly recommend it so you can get this free update. It supports tournaments. There's a tournament channel, Gotham TV. There's now quit to lobby option. You can lock to host and lock to host car class. Let's see, previous played routes list, all cars position toggle. I'm just kind of reading through the list here. You can hide the HUD toggle, voice communicator identifier, so your name of who's talking, which is always helpful. There's wheel support. Let's see what else. Some other things in here. So you can go up to my blog and look at that, and you'll see the entire list. I don't know when force feedback or if force feedback will be supported. I don't know what the story is with that. So stop asking. I will find out, and I will see if I can get you an answer for that one. So PGR3, lots of stuff going on in the marketplace this week. And I want to go through that right now. First of all, there's an auto update available. This is not marketplace related, but there is an auto update for Bankshot Billiards. And so Bankshot Billiards, great, great auto update. If you've downloaded Bankshot Billiards, I highly recommend you you just go online and grab this thing, because it gives this new 3D view, which I think is really cool. All right, so on the marketplace, there's a PGR3 Speed Pack. There's Burnout Revenge Car Unlocks, Tiger Woods Tour 06 Demo, Tomb Raider Themes and Picture Pack, MI3 Trailer Theme and Pictures, a Nacho Libre Theme Pictures, an Amped 3 demo, and a Final Fantasy picture pack. And then as far as trailers are concerned, we got Ice Age 2 Meltdown trailer, X-Men Last Stand trailer, Grawl picture pack 2. What the hell is that doing down in my list here? It should be up above. All right, well, anyway, MI3 trailer, Nacho Libre trailer, some Jack Black confessional trailer, there's a Final Fantasy trailer, and then there's a trailer for the movie that's coming out next month, The Omen, which will scare the pants off of you if you've seen the original. Hopefully the second one will be just as, this one coming up will be just as scary. You can also get breaking information on that that list and what's going up on Marketplace from my Marketplace feed. And I must point out, and so I'm going to, for those of you faithful listeners and people that are hanging out on my blog, since I will be traveling to Australia this week, I will not be updating it as frequently as I can, because I'll be offline. I'll be 17 hours ahead. It's just, there's craziness. So I'm going to kind of look to you to help me out there. So keep an eye on each other and let people know when stuff goes up on Marketplace. I know there are a few things scheduled to prop, but I don't know the whole list. So I will make posts about them when I get to when I get to my computer. But I just want to let you know that it's going to be a little loose this week. So bear with me. The MI3 and Nacho Libre content, you probably read this. There's a deal between Paramount Pictures and Xbox Live. I'll put a link to that up there, the story. And some of that is some exclusive content, like the themes and the picture packs and the trailers and so forth. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that. Also, I was checking. I did a quick check of the marketplace, and out of the 18 launch title games, 13 have demos on Marketplace. That's kind of cool. So 13 of the 18 retail launch games have demos on Xbox Live for some areas. I mean, I know people are going to write in and say, well, that's not true for France, or that's not true for something else. Which, let me talk about that for a second. There's a lot of times when I post the information about the content that's available in Marketplace, I say, you know, it's not available in France, not available in this region, not available in that region. The content's not available because, you know, we're sitting back at Microsoft or Xbox Live, or even the publishers are saying, you know what, we're not going to give it to, let's spin the wheel of chance. France! No, France! France isn't getting it this time. Yeah! That's not the way it works, although you may think that. Content's available in all regions, not available in all regions for a variety of reasons. Usually they're legal, meaning that a distributor may not have the proper rights to distribute that content in a specific country, or there's something in that content that prohibits it from being distributed in the country. So what do you say we just kind of deal with that and say, okay, well, that's the way it goes. So if you don't like it, well, there's nothing I can do to help you out there. But that's the reason. It's not like we've got this evil plan to parcel off content based on your region. We would like to have everybody in every region get as much content as possible. Why would we not? But usually it's, like I say, because of legal issues, rights, and so on and so forth. So keep that in mind. I also noticed it was disturbing this week. My blog has turned into this weird marketplace blog, hasn't it? It's just gone off the hook crazy with all this marketplace content. But I guess that's a good thing, right? Hopefully you guys are enjoying it. Oh, Xbox.com has been nominated for a Webby. And that is you probably figured out it's an award. So we need your help, because we need you to go over there and vote for us, for the Webby. Some other folks that are up for it is a BBC site, legacy.com in remembrance site, and the March of Dimes, an online community saving babies together, and of course Xbox Live. So obviously if you vote, the way it looks is if you vote for Xbox, oh, and TripAdvisor, if you vote for Xbox.com, then, you know, you don't like any of those other things. So, but that's not true. You can vote probably more than once. I don't know, but go over and vote, put the link up on my blog. Help us win a Webby. Vote for us, please. Getting onto the geeky side of the cast before we start winding it up is I am running Parallels Workstation. Have you heard about Parallels Workstation? Parallels Workstation is very similar to Virtual PC, which is a Microsoft product that we purchased a company called Connectix many years ago. And Parallels is a really cool program in that it allows you to run a virtual machine. Same thing as a virtual PC, but I'm finding the performance on Parallels Workstation just unbelievably good. So this means that you can load up like a build of Linux into a virtual machine. Using Windows, you can run it basically a window, and inside that window is a little virtual machine that you can run Linux or, you know, MS-DOS or another version of Windows or all sorts of crazy stuff. So go over to Parallels.com and check that out. Of course, you have to have a full licensed version of whatever you're going to install on this little machine, but the performance is unbelievable. In other news, Microsoft is sponsoring this World Cyber Games, and I'll put a link on my blog to that information. That could be something cool for some PC, hopefully, and console gamers. This other thing I want to talk about, and I must warn you, as you probably know from listening, reading my blog or listening to my shows, I have a slightly warped sense of humor, and I want to share this with you. If you miss this, you'll appreciate this. If you're playing the World of Warcraft, WoW. There's an interesting video that's floating around. There was this woman in this guild, which, you know, like a clan for those of you who don't play WoW. In this guild, this woman died, and that's not funny. This poor woman died. So what her guildmates decided to do was they decided to have an online funeral. And during the online funeral, it's very orderly. I mean, I don't know how they got a corpse there, but, they had a corpse and they all paid their respects. Well, apparently a rival guild caught wind of this and decided to attack them while they were doing the funeral. So I'll put a link to the video up there. And it was just, what are you guys doing? Come on. If you're going to have a funeral, at least have it in a non-combat area, I guess is what I wanted to say. But you should check that out when you get a chance, because it's certainly, certainly interesting. All right. Now on to your favorite feature. It's time for Name the Game. So here's the clip from last week's Name the Game. I think that little thing at the end there was kind of the kicker that a lot of people finally got it for, but not many people did guess it. But that was Matrix Path of Neo. Matrix Path of Neo. So if you guessed that, congratulations. Why didn't you send me an email? Because I didn't get that many in who, or at least correct answers, guesses, I should say. The person who won it is, let's see, his gamertag is B-Matic. B-Matic, congratulations. His email is chosen from all the correct entries that I received at major@xbox.com for Name the Game. He wins a Plantronics Major Nelson headset and an Xbox Quick Charger. Talked about those last week. That's about 30 or 35 bucks is what they're going for retail, but he won it before you can buy it. Congratulations there, B-Matic. That clears the way for another Name the Game. So here's the Name the Game for this week. A little bit harder, a little bit shorter. You think you know what that is? Send me an email, major@xbox.com, major@xbox.com. In the subject line, please put Name the Game, colon, and then your guest. That can be either an Xbox or an Xbox 360 game. If you have it correct, I'll throw you into a drawing to win a Plantronics Major Nelson headset and an Xbox Quick Charger, Xbox 360 Quick Charger, I should say. Kind of cool. I did an interview last week with the guys from that team, and you can go back and listen to that. So let's see. I talked earlier about it. Talked about it last week. I'm going to Australia this week. E3 is a month away, so on my next show I'll be talking more about that, but I want to talk about Australia right now. And I'm leaving Tuesday from Seattle, which means I'll arrive in Thursday in Sydney. Are you going to this event, this water balloon event? Let me. I'm not going to pronounce the name of the beach because I mispronounced it last time, so I'm just going to not pronounce it. It's going on a beach down there in Sydney, and basically we're going to recreate world's largest water balloon toss, and we need your help. So I'm going to look for you there. If you're coming down, please stop by to say hello. I don't know where I'll be, but I'll be there. I'll be on the beach. Since I'll be flying out on Tuesday, there are no United States to Australian flights that have internet connection like when I was on SAS. So you won't get any marketplace updates. I know I talked about that in the marketplace section of the show. So you're going to be on your own. I'll post them when I can, but my main focus is going to be on the event, getting photos up, doing some podcasts from down there. That's really what I'm going to be focused on. So please keep that in mind. Let's see what else. That reminds me. So the event is, I'm going to be doing some stuff on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm not leaving till I think the Monday or Tuesday following, but I want to go diving. and I'm looking for someone down there who can point me in the direction of good shark diving. And I'm not just talking about like shark diving with some nurse sharks. I want to go down in a cage with the great whites. So I understand they're probably not right off the coast of Sydney, and I may have to travel a little bit, but if you know where I can do some great white diving, let me know. I want to go cage diving. I'm not going outside of the cage. I'm just going to stay in the cage. Let's be clear. So if you know of a good area, please email me, major@xbox.com, and tell me where I should go. Great white shark diving. All right. I thought this would be the most appropriate music to take us out. This is, of course, the didgeridoo from Australia. A little bit of that music. I'm going to Australia, so I figured I'd be pretty generic and play you some music from Australia, even though there's a lot of other type of music. But thank you for downloading my show. For the complete Major Nelson experience, please check out my blog at majornelson.com. And don't forget, if you need secured and assured hosting environment, check out my good friends at Centricom. They took care of me, and they'll take care of you. This is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, saying have fun, play fair, and send feedback. And I will talk to you next week from Australia. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, those PMS girls were a little crazy. They were over-caffeinated and a little bit crazy. But fun nonetheless. It's always good to see those ladies. And like I said, they really are. They're good players, those girls. Wow. And Mary Jane, she'll kick your ass. So, as they all will. Yeah, looking forward to going to Australia. I really want to do that shark dive. So there's got to be somebody out there that knows where I can get a good shark cage dive in to see some great whites. Going by myself, not bringing my wife this time, so she'll probably kill me when I tell her I want to go shark diving. But you know, what are you going to do? I figure it's one of the only times I'm ever going to get to Australia. I really want to see what this is all about down there. See those big boys, huh? All right. If you are going to the Australia thing, please let me know. I'd love to meet up with you when you're down there. I will give you one of my cool collectible business cards. What else? What else do I have? Battlefield. I'm playing Battlefield 2. Have you guys been playing Battlefield 2? Boy, so me and Paul Bunyan, Green Johnny, and somebody else, we were playing the other night, Tarkin 1, and we were playing it, and there's so much potential there, but my God, what's the deal with the voice? It just is never working for me. I really want to like that game. I really want to like that game, but I just can't seem to figure out why the voice is so questionable. It just doesn't work all the time. So I don't know what's going on there. I'm always having some problems. Maybe I'll check my router. Is my router? No, my router should be fine. But I'm playing that, and that should be a lot of fun when I'm not playing Oblivion. I need to figure out how to get past that vampire quest. That's just dragging me down. I keep getting infected, and it's just ugly. All right. I'm going to wrap it up here. You guys, go watch that WoW video that I talked about. Was that inappropriate? I don't know. Clearly, I'm not making fun of the woman that died. That's I want to be clear about that. Just the concept. I mean, these people are having this a funeral in a video game, and they're having it in basically a combat zone. They shouldn't be having it in a combat zone. So that's their mistake number one. But oh my God, it's unbelievable. All right. I will talk to you guys from Australia. All right. I'm looking forward to it. Bye-bye.